you know, the beauty of social media and talk radio and all these medias is to place blame. Who's at fault? You got one side yelling at another side, and nothing ever gets done. So last night, while I shut off my social media, I called my friend Alderman Ray Lopez, and I said, Ray, tell me somebody that I can talk to, somebody we can get involved with. Maybe we can help. Maybe we can turn this thing around, because it's going to have to be up to us as people. I don't think our governing bodies and people that are pandering for votes are going to help. And I had a chance to talk to Pastor Donovan Price last night. He has a website called solutionsandresources.com. Now, you may not think you know Pastor Price, but you do. You've seen him on TV. Pastor, good morning. Welcome to WLS.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Your story is just incredible. As we spoke last night, explain to the WLS listener what happens when there's gang violence or there's violence, there's an unnecessary shooting, and somebody in Chicago passes away, they get shot. 9 times out of 10, it's a gang-related shooting. How do you go into action?
Well, basically, I get the alert that it's happening. I get all the alerts as they come off of the scanner. I try to get there possibly within 20 minutes of shots fired. That's around the time the ambulance is either leaving or just filling out the paperwork because somebody has passed on. And I stay there and I wait for the family to show up, that mother to come running down the street, talk to the community members on the porch about how the community used to be, how it is now, whatever they want to talk about. The next day, I'll escort the family to the morgue for body identification, help them with any vigils, help them find resources if they need for the funeral, and then kind of follow that family the rest of their lives for whatever resources they have to get life and life more abundantly in accordance with Christ's mandate.
How hard is that for you? Now, I know it's hard for the families, but
yes, sir.
It would seem to me that you have to go through so much trauma with these families. How do you keep your head on straight?
I pray a lot, needless to say. God gave me the calling and equipped me for it to a certain extent. A lot of times it's just plain too much. But we all know an ex-shop teacher when we see one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the scars that I may have or receive as a result of the calling that God gave me, then so be it.
How do we get involved? You know, I as we spoke last night, I told you that I called out. I reached out to the National Game Crime Research Center, which is doing a symposium here in town. And I asked them if they'd go on with us. And their response to my producer, Brett, was, you should have called before this happened. Well, you know, if people don't allow other people to help, how do we ever, you know, get resolution and try to start some healing between this side of town and that side of town and this group of people and that group of people?
Well, I think one thing is people have to really realize that this is an ongoing problem. You should have called before that happened. Well, I'm sure the night that he said that, something else happened. So you called before that one. So what now?
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that. People have to realize that, number one, that everything that happens, we're all connected. 6 degrees of separation, whatever you want to call it, we're all connected. Don't think that because it happens in an alley in Little Village or in Inglewood or in Roseland that it doesn't affect you in Barrington or in Glenview or in Naperville, because it does. I've always been under the belief, and I've always said that in order to make a dent in this problem or to really start to attack this problem, people have to learn how to love and perhaps even cry for somebody that they don't know. And in many cases, the person that they don't know is themselves.
We are speaking with Pastor Donovan Price. Solutionsandresources.org is where you want to go. We're going to put all of your information up on our social medias and on our website as well. Pastor Price, tell me this. Out of all of this we've talked about, I haven't heard anybody in Chicago mention that this kid was in a gang. Now, if you go on his social media, if you look at his Instagram, there are things like, you know, he's got a picture up saying Little Homicide Gang K. I don't know what that means, but there are pictures of him with a gun. Allegedly, those could have been doctored, but I doubt it. Why is nobody speaking about a 13-year-old with a gun, and how come people can't? I mean, I understand that people are sad, but why can't people also say, hey, man, we need to take some responsibility and accountability. Yet if I say that, then I become the bad guy and I'm a racist.
Well, in this world, I think it's not that hard to see that you can't be totally truthful. You can't stick to some of the morals that have been around for generations, or as they say, for eons, and be popular because it offends somebody. And every little offense now, everybody is so amazingly sensitive, amazingly aware, amazingly wise. Everybody is so amazingly awoke now that's why the world is becoming such a much better place. So that shows where all their wisdom is going. And instead of just plain going back to just plain love, just plain appreciation, just plain knowing that even if a kid is seen there, you have to mention that, because of course any 5-step program or 6-step program, blank blank anonymous, homicide anonymous, gang member anonymous, tell the truth anonymous, whatever the case may be, the fact of the matter is you have to face the truth in order to deal with the truth, and people just don't want to do that.
How do we reconcile the big R word, racism? Because, you know, Lori Lightfoot came out and she said that it's racism, and Governor Pritzker kind of speaks to that as well. But in Chicago this weekend, you know better than anybody, you know better than anyone that there are going to be several black on black shootings. How does racism play into this? How is there systemic racism? I mean, you and I, you're a black man, I'm a white guy. We met last night, and I can tell you right now, you and I are going to have a relationship after this. We're going to help each other. I can promise you that. How do we get the world to see things our way?
First of all, we have to realize that just as we lived with COVID, racism is going to be there. Racism is going to be there. Hate is going to be there. Everybody is not going to like everybody and sing Kumbaya because number one, Kumbaya is an African song. And then we're back to square one with the racism. And so I think people need to realize that I myself, this is what I am. This is what I am going to pass on to my kids. Love, or whatever the case may be, tolerance, or whatever level you're at. And then move on in that spirit. God has given everybody something they do. So if you pray, pray. If you have a little money, then perhaps help out somebody who's in there. And then check back in with them. How can I, you know, talk to them? Sometimes for me, I'm so depressed after a thing that if somebody got me a stack of pancakes, you'd be surprised I would help the hood. You know, everybody's, I've got a person now, if somebody just would remodel the house that I found for her and her 7 kids, that would help. There are amazing things. Everybody, you're a radio host. We're going to work together on different things. You can do this. You can do that. You might even find something that I can do for you other than just raid your refrigerator at your house. There are lots of things that people can do, and if they would just do what they can and not be afraid, learn how to love somebody that you never met, I say again.
Amen. Buddy, it's good to meet you last night, and as I said, you know what? I just wrote down, let's remodel a house. Let me show you the power of radio and some of the people I know, and let's get that done.
Amen.
All right. You and me, we're gonna have a relationship here if you're okay with that.
Let's do it. And anybody else that wants to jump in this big new family, just come on in.
Pastor Donovan Price, man, you are a good man. I think the world needs to know more about you, and we need more of you. Go to his website, solutionsandresources.com. Is it .com or .org?
.org.
Okay. .org. And your resume is impressive. I'm talking every television station, Time Magazine. What you do in the neighborhood is unmatched, and it is just unbelievable. Thanks for your time, and let's turn this thing around. You know, it starts slow, but it'll start.
Amen. One at a time. All right. God bless you, man.
God bless you, man. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
See, that's a little bit better than yelling at each other, isn't it? And I tell you, I'll call Builder Supply Outlet. I'm going to call Joe Hogle at Mega Pros Construction. I'm going to call David Hochberg. And we're going to get on this for this house. I'm telling you, that's how you do things.